Hello, this is Keith Pannell, and welcome to another 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we have a professor from philosophy. Her name is Luciana Garballo, and she is in the big area which you'd call the philosophy of science. Luciana, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell us what it is you really like to do.
Oh, well, a philosopher have many passions, but I would say that philosophy of science in practice is actually my main thrust of research. So what that means is that I'm mostly face philosophy of science as a practitioner, so I understand the kind of problems that emerge from the practice of science, so the historical approach is very important. At the same time that I look at the general questions on theory, world, and the practice, so how we formalize, how we theorize, etc. So we have the kind of the two poles for reflection. These days, I'm really excited about network medicine. So network medicine is actually a new approach to understanding disease from a network-based perspective. Why this is fantastic is because it's a real revolution, a conceptual revolution for medicine that mainly has to rethink its ontological basis, the main ingredients, components of our understanding of disease. So we talk about genomics, but we talk about genomics from the molecular level to the public health level. So you have actually the cooperative challenge, the effort to put together all these collaborative groups from the molecular to the public health.
So you go right from the philosophy department up to epidemiology and everything
exactly.
In between.
So the philosopher here has the daunting task to think how to integrate. So it's about thinking wholes and parts and connections and actually trying to do this in the best way we can do, not only to formalize but to keep the understanding of the meaningful parts and how they connect. So there's a lot of room to consider computational approaches and lingua francas in logic that we can use, like modal logic integrating.
You're here in the University of Texas at El Paso. Can you think of a particular project where you're putting all these people together right now?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm part of the UT medical reform. I'm very happy with being here at that time. It's just wonderful. And in our campus, we have the UT Time A Prime project that actually it's coordinated by Christian Goslin from the biology department, which is actually allowing us to reconsider the very basis of medical education from the start. So we are in the pre-med thinking about, so I'm putting together a course now on logic, epistemology, and medical decision-making that discusses both theory of rationality and biases and also ethical constraints and underpinnings. The other leg of this is that we can do research on simulating all these structures with network medicine later on.
Well, Luciana Garballo from the Department of Philosophy, University of Texas, El Paso, thank you for being on 100 at 100, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso with a focus on research. And my name is Keith Pannell.